Testing. This is the Mr. Nobody Podcast, episode 50.
Crime and punishment.
What is crime? That's easy.
It's an action. Or lack of action.
That's right, it's an action.
Or lack of action.
That is wicked.
It's hurtful, harmful, destructive.
To others.
Just ask yourself. My son was reading Crime and Punishment. I should really read it by Fyodor. I've only listened to lectures about it.
Dostoevsky.
Just a few months before he killed himself.
I know the story.
My son and I discussed what he was encountering in that book. A guy who considers himself to be an exceptional person takes it upon himself to murder a nasty lady and her half-sister. I think it was his landlady.
I think she was a pawnbroker.
The young guy was a student.
Like my son. My son.
He rationalized that the world was better off without this person in it.
He argued for exceptionalism for himself.
Yes.
That he's an exception. And that he even did something good. A service to humanity.
Naturally, things do not work out.
Because murder is not something you can walk back. Schadenfreude. It's a crime against nature.
You can't repair yourself.
Not just your fellow human.
Not really, because you've gone too far.
You didn't kill for food.
You killed out of rationalization.
You killed out of twisted reason.
And leveraged emotion.
And pleasure.
You're a murderer.
Schadenfreude.
Why do we love it when other people get punished?
I know I love it.
I love it. Schadenfreude is pleasure at someone else's misfortune.
Usually from when they ride their bicycle into a tree.
Get it out of me!
But I think it goes deeper. I think we get off on punishment.
I know I do.
I didn't before my son killed himself. But now I do.
Privately, I watch entire trials of people who are
accused
of really terrible things. Murder, mostly.
Wicked things.
The most terrible thing a person can do.
The most wicked thing.
To take another person's life.
A person can do.
To deprive another person of moment-to-moment possibility.
Reality.
Possibility reality, to choose, reality, to act,
reality,
to experience, to live.
Reality.
And what authority can another individual claim except wickedness.
Claiming
wickedness.
Their exceptionalism to make that happen. And it's often for their pleasure.
Yeah, for their pleasure.
For the pleasure of doing that.
It makes them exceptional. It sets them apart from their neighbors, because most of your neighbors aren't
murderers.
So it makes the murderer special in some asinine way.
It gives them power.
It gives them exceptionalism.
They're exceptional.
They're an exception to the rule of law.
It does not apply to them.
The murderer does not have to earn.
Just has to take.
Just has to take.
Claiming exceptionalism
doesn't have to
culminate in murder.
It usually
just sits itself down in
expression,
defensive
and fucked up
thinking.
Resentment.
Thinking that you are an exception.
The French dramatist Antonin Artaud, multi-artist type of guy, who wrote on the theory of theater. And one of the things that sticks out for me is that he said there was no more theater. Theater had become corrupted and boring.
Boring.
Because the stakes were not really there. And that theater and its double, which is the name of his book,
The Plague,
was the life and death, moment to moment realization that you're not exceptional. And that often came about for people when they were encountered by the plague. The certainty of their death. And the fact that they could not be saved, it didn't matter who they were, that they were not exceptional, that whatever the plague was indifferent to who you were or who you thought you were. Kings, bishops, peasants, all alike, everybody's the same. Nobody is exceptional in any biological sense.
He suggested the only place that you could find real theater, drama, was in a courtroom.
In a courtroom, you could see people lie. You could see them tell the truth. You could see them parse out different amounts of truth and deception.
You could see it in their face.
Skin.
Little movements of their fingers. Real drama.
Real humanity.
Revealing the face of true humanity.
A theater of cruelty.
Where all the veneer,
all the bullshit,
gets
bullshit
shown for being what it truly is.
Self-deception. Exceptionalism.
Unlike all of the television shows and even video games where people murder each other indiscriminately.
And there's none of the
horror
and shame
and reality
that really occurs
to the victims.
To the victims.
We eroticize murder, drug dealing, crime, bullshit. Even in the games that we give our children on Christmas, trivializing horror and violence. We never look into the faces of the families, the siblings, the brothers, the sisters.
Family.
When they are left to just imagine a picture
of the last moments
of their loved one's life, crime, and punishment. Wouldn't it be interesting if we could invent a pair of virtual reality goggles that when you put them on, you felt all the despair and heartbreak.
You understand what crime really is.
It is a pathology, something damaged, sick, wrong,
expressed in actions,
selfish,
but can't go unpunished.
Not to mention that people don't change.
What they do very often.
They just keep it up.
They don't stop until they are stopped.
It's a lifestyle.
Most people who end up in court finally got caught. Usually they had been busy for a while.
What is a courtroom? But a group of people
who are enforcing
laws
meant to protect other people from people who claim exceptional status.
Which they do not warrant.
Or deserve.
But there's nobody there to stop the wicked from taking an opportunity
when it's presented
to benefit themselves at the expense of a situation or person.
Vulnerable.
They disregard laws
for their own benefit
or pleasure.
Once tried,
judge,
and sentenced,
judge,
taken away
by other people.
I always look at the bailiffs on these court programs.
It's just other people
taken away.
The asshole away. That killed somebody.
It sucks for them too.
In reality, every one of us is harmed by the violence of any individual.
It reflects poorly
on all of humanity.
And sometimes these people we call criminals are given
the worst possible sentence that we can come up with.
Called the death sentence.
Society deprive them of the continuation of their life. You take away from them that which they deprived another. You take away from them their exceptional status. And the worst thing about it is, the punishment does not fit the crime.
There is no punishment. That would be equal to the crime.
In cases like that.
The crime is worse.
And I'm sure the state has better things to do than put murderers to death. We are the fucking state.
If someone killed one of your kids, or your mother, or your father,
come on,
or your neighbor,
especially if they did it for their own profit,
or pleasure,
or could not control themselves. It's a self-evident
truth.
It doesn't need extra evidence.
That murder
is wrong.
That it cannot hold any exalted position. I'm not talking about killing
or protecting
people from some
danger
or dangerous person.
I'm talking about murder. The willful destruction of another human being.
For profit, pleasure, or lack of control.
What about drug dealers?
Are they murderers?
Are they willfully accepting profit? Pleasure?
Are they out of control?
Do they bear any of the responsibility
for the people that die from taking their shit?
Or do we also hide behind the drug dealer's excuse? Where if someone is stupid enough to take this bullshit,
They deserve it.
They certainly risk it, and therefore
the drug dealer gets to sanitize themselves.
Is it murder?
They absolve themselves of any responsibility.
I'm pretty sure that my son did not sign up to die from the fentanyl he took.
He risked it.
He caused it.
By taking it.
Nobody dies from drugs unless they take them.
It's elective.
Unless they choose to do them.
What the fuck is wrong with you?
But the drug dealer sold him
lethal drugs.
I would say he did it knowingly, because of how many people died.
From that batch of bullshit death.
My son was not exceptional.
Not biologically.
He thought he was.
That the same thing that kills everybody else
will kill him.
That he was somehow
an exception.
And could get away with it.
Get away.
And he was getting away with it.
He was using drugs and having conversations with me.
And I didn't know.
Days away from death.
By his own hands.
With the assistance of a drug dealer.
And the collusion
of our drug-loving escapist culture. Of our fantasy-enabling
violence-glorifying
drug economy
culture.
It's like this weird binary where you either get a job at Walmart or McDonald's or go to a fucking community college, or you sell meth, fentanyl, crack.
It's fucking bullshit.
Documentary after documentary of drug dealers saying, hey, I gotta make it somehow.
I gotta get by. I gotta save my money to get off the fucking street.
This is how you do it? By killing hapless motherfucking drug addicts? I watched a documentary about
these chemists
in Mexico who are making the fentanyl. And they always get asked the same stupid fucking question. Does it bother you that you're killing all these fucking people?
With your poison.
No, because I could never make this kind of money. It's not my problem.
Drug abusers take risks.
I choose not to think about it. It's not my problem.
I need to feed my family. And it's a drug economy.
Family. Are the Mexican cartels murderers?
What about their minions on our American streets selling this shit to us,
to your kids,
because we fucking love it?
We teach our kids. Because
we hate reality. If we loved reality,
To love it.
We wouldn't shoot the shit into our bodies.
To love drugs.
It's not like drinking a beer or smoking a joint. This shit's poison.
It will destroy.
It's death.
Every person's biology.
It's murder.
It's self-murder.
It's murder.
I've been arrested a few times in my life
for stupid shit, and I felt bad for the cops because I could tell they were decent people.
When they knew, I knew they knew
what I was doing. It was like,
what the fuck are you doing?
That slight resigned motion of the head back and forth with a sigh. And there was this thing that would come over the cop, like,
What the fuck?
All right, that's what you're doing.
And between
the two of us,
I could see that he was just as hurt.
Disappointed in my humanity.
He was just as hurt as I was by what I did or was doing.
It's a choice.
And as such, it seems that others are hurt more by our actions than we are.
I wasn't in your way!
Because we have the power of choice. And we chose incorrectly.
You assaulted a federal officer.
You assaulted a federal office.
You either choose to be a fucking asshole,
or you choose not to be.
It's pretty simple. So many people come from so many circumstances
that don't take that path.
That don't choose that path. Our culture has made us numb to violence, to sex.
Where's the romance?
To drugs. Drugs have become a normal way to make money.
There's no excuse.
I won't get a job at Walmart.
My excuse. My excuse. My excuse.
For killing another person.
I'll sell fentanyl. It's more lucrative.
There's no excuse.
And drug addicts.
That we can accept.
Bring it upon themselves.
As self-evident.
Fuck them.
We're almost there with murder.
You say fuck them.
It's so commonplace. The evidence itself. It's like normal. The thing itself. If you're into the drug business economy. Reveals. Murder's okay. It's nature. It's part of the deal.
It's part of the game.
Problem.
And you can feel it. You can smell it. Drug dealing is murder.
You can taste it.
It's murder.
And all you can do is become defensive and arrogant. You can lie about it.
Like it's not your fault.
As if you're exceptional. But it's self-evident.
Like it's not.
Just look at all the dead bodies.
Your fault.
My problem.
I felt bad for the cops that arrested me. They had more important shit to do. They were bummed out.
Very disappointed.
But I do thank them for changing my life. How can an adult male...
sitting in a cell.
Because I wasn't... He's such an idiot. I wasn't thinking right. I wasn't supposed to be that me. And put so much...
They took away my belt.
...of what could be great in his life at risk.
And my pants...
with bullshit behavior.
...were oversized. They were falling off. It's ridiculous.
There's going to be sociopaths, people that are just going to enjoy the fuck out of killing people.
It's normal.
There's going to be psychopaths who are just fucking nuts.
Out of control.
And we're going to make many television shows about that. I'm not sure if that's in the diagnostic manual, to be fucking nuts. I don't think so.
Could be.
But somebody who is just insane and can't control themselves. We give them a pass because they can't help it.
They're nuts.
I had to stop a guy.
What about drug users?
On the subway from grabbing a woman.
Can they help it?
From behind, by her neck.
Are drug users psychopaths?
And I intervened.
He was acting.
No one else was doing it.
Because they can't help it.
And I was like, fuck.
They're out of control.
Not only is nobody going to help me, but I'm gonna have to deal with fucking crazy.
Caused by these drugs made in
and
Mexico.
After standing up to this guy and saying, fuck you, if you're gonna do this, you're gonna have to come through me.
By cartels.
You're scaring people and you're being an asshole.
And force-fed to you.
He went from crazy
by our culture
to completely sane.
Our appetites.
Crime.
Like a light switch.
Crime.
Our love for escapism.
He wasn't nuts.
So I knew he wasn't crazy.
He was acting crazy.
He was just acting crazy.
We're fucking crazy.
It's a game.
For putting up with this bullshit.
Crime and punishment.
And making excuses for ourselves.
We often say drug abusers are mentally ill. And I ask myself, is it an illness? Drug addiction?
I don't know.
And sometimes we do have to rise to an occasion.
Or is it a choice that we make?
Was my son ill?
Because we don't like the way life feels.
I'm not exceptional.
I'm not sure he had a disease.
The way reality feels.
Crime.
Anybody who
crime,
thinks they are,
or the way reality appears to be,
punishment,
is in
punishment,
danger
punishment,
at the moment.
Rational process. Are alcoholics and smokers?
Self-delusion can kill you.
Mentally ill, it killed him.
And punishment.
And to me, this begs a question. A difficult question.
Yeah.
If murdering somebody is self-evidently wrong,
self-evidently.
Okay.
That it exists in a category.
It's wrong.
All its own. That occupies
a special category, the lowest rung on the human ladder, an exceptional category,
murder,
to kill somebody for pleasure,
category,
for profit,
wrong,
or because you can't control yourself. You did say for profit, right?
Yeah, profit.
Something that is wrong.
Is it therefore wrong to kill yourself? To destroy yourself? I recently...
Like murdering myself?
Read a terrible story to kill about a woman. A person who committed suicide. That is you, out of grief.
So suicide?
Her children were murdered.
And?
That's different.
Murdering myself
is not done with pleasure.
It could be a selfish act. So you're an exception. A self-centered act. Suicide is not done for pleasure. But I don't think suicide is done for the same reasons as drug abuse. You'll hurt us. Don't you know how many people you would hurt?
My son, did not want to kill him. Did he?
I doubt it. But I do think he was fucking around.
And he took a risk, as if he was an exception.
Drug use.
We're doing that for pleasure.
Yes.
That's true.
Yes.
We're doing it to kill the pain.
Mostly pleasure.
But really, the pain is just life.
We're confused.
The pain is pleasure.
Until we're zombies.
It's something that has to be confronted.
Psychopaths.
We make it worse.
We can't control ourselves anymore.
Truth, our lies.
And it's deep. We make it so much worse.
The addiction.
But these drugs...
takes over.
Lies.
This shit is unnatural.
Become true.
It's chemical. These are not fair rules made by Mexican cartels.
Where
you're given an option that's legitimate.
Murderers.
To keep you addicted. People are making money, like psycho, off of our addiction paths.
Like zombies.
We're nuts.
We're excusing it out of control.
We're killing ourselves.
We're elevating it to a status that's beyond our control. Exceptionalism. And it's self-murder.
Therefore, wrong.
Watch it.
Mr. Nobody. Out.